having an information night tomorrow night, Friday, at 8 p.m. in the Mall Hotel. It's just at it's at the stage at the moment where we're trying to get it set up. It's not set up yet, but we're hoping to get as many members of the public together tomorrow night to get their feedback and to get the whole thing out there and explain the whole setup of the text alert. So I'll be looking for as many people to come out tomorrow night as possible, though.
We were talking to one of your party colleagues, Gerry Crawford, recently about something that happened in Lifford, and he was saying that there was a problem, but the one part of the system that was in fact effective was the text alert itself.
Yeah, it's a very, very important part now, done on the text alert. And I mean, it opens the whole parish and the whole area up to where if people come in, you can very, very quickly pinpoint whether it's a car that's in an area that shouldn't be or people in an area that shouldn't be. It's very, very quickly the whole area knows what's going on. And I think it's very important that we do this, and not just, and to try to do it as much over in Ishone as possible. And that's why I was involved, and we have a good team involved in Malin at the minute to set up the parish text alert in Malin. And hopefully, as I say, we'll get everyone out tomorrow night, get it up and going, and hopefully have it up and running within the next couple of months.
And obviously, the most important element in making something like this work is the level of public support it has and the level of community involvement it attracts.
That's correct. The big thing is the level of involvement in the community. And I don't think we'll have any problem in Malin, because we have a fantastic community down there, and I have no doubt that they'll all get behind it.